Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. What to expect? Well, the deep state will push hard for gun confiscation. And the deep state, and of course you know that means all of the establishment fellows and fillas, whether they are Democrat or Republican or whatever else, the swamp creatures will push for the Equality Act in an effort to destroy America as founded. The deep state will work or move to start a war. What is going on in Syria? The deep state will posture tough on China, but tread softly behind the bamboo, at least so long as the central bank puppet masters have use for China. And this, the GOP establishment, well, you can expect them to passively facilitate all of it. So what is to be done? It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Democrats have taken the Congress, the court, and the White House by force and by farce. What can we expect and what can we do about it? Well, we know Biden's a puppet for the deep state. He and Kamala are almost as much despised by the deep state establishment and central bankers and so on as they are by American patriots. These two are placeholders, figureheads. You know, Obama told us of his fantasy, you know, that he could extend his control over the White House for a third term. And how? Well, by being a voice in the head of a pretender. He described it this way. He would be in a basement somewhere in a bathrobe with a microphone, and he would direct his shill through an earpiece. Remember when Biden was walking into a building and he said, "Salute the Marines"? Obama told Putin to let him get through his election, you know. Let me get through this election bid for my second term, and after that, I'll be in a much better position to accommodate you. Imagine what he will feel free to do if he can hide behind the pretender president. You've noticed that the Democrats have wasted no time pushing their agenda forward. Old Biden has been signing so many executive orders. I'll bet you one penny that Ashley Judd is getting concerned about the depletion of rainforest in the Congo, exacerbating concerns that she has for the bonobo or the pygmy chimpanzee going extinct. Har, har. They remember... remember the show where I explained them and us. The insane and deranged children of disobedience who can't even tell the difference between a boy and a girl. They want to move quickly on the job of taking away our guns. We have a natural right to keep and bear arms, you know. Jesus expressly instructed us to keep and bear arms as among the things that we were going to be required to take care of for ourselves during his absence. You can see Luke 22, 36 to 38 for that one. We have an inalienable, God-given right to keep and bear arms that corresponds to a natural right of self-defense. And in America, this right is legally protected by the highest law in the land, which, by the way, is not the Congress. It's not the White House. It's not even the court. It's the Constitution. But the Democrats despise God and law. They aspire to take the place of both. They want to be God and define morality for everyone. They want to be the law and control everyone with it. They are wicked, and the corruptions are the fruit of their roots that have gone deep into the dark soil of the love of money. 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil, for which they have sold their souls and are selling out America. Friend, a man with a weapon is a citizen, and without one, he is a slave. So the devil's operating in and through these children of disobedience who despise God, the Declaration, and our Constitution. Well, they want to pass H.R. 127, which would ban several types of commonly used ammunition at 50 caliber and over, require gun owners to purchase firearm insurance costing $800 per year. So now you got to pay $800 a year to own a gun. I wonder if that's for each one. Force anyone seeking to purchase a firearm to complete a psychological evaluation. When are they going to start giving you a psychological evaluation as to whether or not you can exercise your First Amendment rights at a government training course prior to purchase, and submit their personal information to be included in a national registry, listing the names of the gun owner, how many guns he or she has, and even where they keep their guns. The bill bans original equipment magazines for most self-defense firearms, according to the NRA. Any who fail to adhere to all this will be subject to 10 years in prison and fined $50,000 to $150,000. It starts at 50 grand. This bill is sponsored by Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas. Now, friend, that's just sad. So they want to defund the police and disarm the citizen. They are truly the D's. And the puppet pretender President Biden is all in with these devils. He has called for Congress to send what he calls common sense reforms, and says such as banning assault weapons. What? And I'm sure he hopes these laws will get to him before he runs out of ink signing all those executive orders. You do remember Biden saying that a president who governs by executive order is a tyrant? Well, Biden is a self-confessed tyrant. The so-called Democrat Party is tyrannical. We have no obligation to recognize the legitimacy of laws that go contrary to the Constitution or that violate our inalienable rights endowed to us by our Creator. It doesn't matter if the Congress passes such a law, or that even if a real president, much less a pretender president such as we have now, signs them. It doesn't matter if SCOTUS defends an unconstitutional law. At the end of the day, in America, government governs by the consent of the governed. And there is no way Americans voted for this, and certainly let us pray that real patriotic Americans that are left in this country, and there are plenty, will never, never, never consent to it. Praise God, Trump never conceded. And let us hope to praise God no patriot will ever consent. The cheater Dems presently control the Congress, the courts, and the White House. So what are they going to do with their stolen power? Well, they'll come after our guns, and they'll come after our freedom. Expect the deep state swamp creatures to push hard for the Equality Act. This, in an effort to destroy America as founded, take away our liberties. Look, the central bank is really threatened by Trump and the great awakening of the American patriot. Foreign influence has controlled American policy for way too long. Take the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill as a present example. It's all a lie. I mean, like everything else the establishment does. Everything coming out of the swamp is a lie. Listen, friend, less than 9% goes to the Americans. The rest of it goes to foundations. Foundations that pay kickbacks to the politicians who vote for these bills and to foreign government interests that, you guessed it, buy influence through campaign funding for their puppet political assets. Swalwell, Pelosi, Biden, Ukraine, China. They use these assets to manipulate the Congress, the court, and the White House. They are the power driving American policy, not the people. They stole our election. That should tell you everything you need to understand. And they must pay for this. Creating laws that make our elections secure is a joke if you don't enforce the laws that have been broken in the 2020 election. You don't get to get away with that. No. And for many reasons, including the fact that criminals obviously break laws. What law does is allow you to do something about the crime. It doesn't stop the crime from happening. Enforce the laws against the criminals who stole the 2020 election. Or just shut up, okay? And look, admit it, that you're okay with theft so long as it suits your purpose, so long as it gets rid of some guy you don't like. I have the full text of the bill. If you want to look at it, let me know. This bill codifies the immorality, the perversity of the ragers. What is a rager? Well, they were prophesied in Psalm 2. How do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. These ragers were triggered by the arrival of Jesus Christ as king. Remember when John the Baptist began declaring the kingdom of God has come? Was that hand or someone? Well, the Bible says the violent, that Jesus said, at that time, the violent began taking the kingdom by force. Get my book, God's War, to understand all of this much more thoroughly. The Spirit prophesied that when this happened, the heathen, the unbelievers, those who deny that Jesus is the Christ, the King, the Lord of heaven and earth, that they should begin to rage and conspire against God and his Son to, quote, break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us, end quote. You see it. You see it now all around you. Anytime Jesus' disciples begin affirming Christ's right to rule in heaven and in earth, and assert themselves that they want to follow the Creator's laws and uphold and defend their inalienable rights endowed to them by their Creator, right? They want to follow the Creator's design and nature. Well, that's when these perverted people start howling and raging. They want to replace the bands and cords of righteousness with shackles and chains of oppression. They are the most despicable people on this planet today. They operate in China and they persecute God's people and all others who disagree with them, like the CCP does in China and America, in the way that the establishment, inclusive of GOP and DNC, by the way, and all the rest of them, use laws and manipulation to bring oppression upon the churches, upon the Christians. So they are advancing the Equality Act, which, like everything else the Nazis do, is exactly what it is not. This bill includes all the prior efforts of the ragers to destroy gender distinction, to destroy the right of free speech and assembly. It attacks religious freedom, expressly repudiating the liberties that were guaranteed to us in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, specifically declaring no provision in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act can be used in defense against accusations of discrimination. Specifically declares no provision in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act can be used in defense against accusations of discrimination arising from H.R. 5, the Equality Act. Listen, friend, this act of treason against King Jesus not only denies the two genders of male and female that he ordained, but makes it a crime to refuse to agree with men who insist on calling themselves a girl and vice versa. In other words, if some guy tells you they are a girl and on this insists he can join your wife in the public restroom, if you object, well, he can sue you for discrimination. Because, you see, you're just going to have to change the way you believe. Remember, that's what Hillary told us about the pro-life issues. Where is hilarity anyway? Of course, women's sports are destroyed by this bill. It requires women's sports programs to allow biological males to compete in women's athletics. Those of you liberal gals who insist that you should be included in male sports, all right, think about it. The difference is, of course, the girls are not going to ever excel in men's physical sports, but men will dominate women's sports, thus eliminating them. This destroys women's sports. In track and field right now, men pretending to be women have taken away something like the first 10 or so spots on the list of fastest times for women. The three women who used to hold the records for the fastest female runners of all time are now pushed down to something like below 11th place or something like that. This bill goes past the gender confusion nonsense and into abortion. Oh yeah, how'd they work that into this? The equality bill. It's all about equality. This bill includes provisions for forcing Christians to perform abortions and threatening them with discrimination lawsuits if they refuse. Just like the queers, and that's their word, by the way, targeted Christian cake makers, wedding photographers, and so on, in order to push their same-sex marriage agenda on those who object. The children of disobedience, you watch, they're going to target Christian doctors and nurses to compel them to perform abortions so they can sue them or drive them out of their livelihood. This bill requires the government to fund abortion up to term with taxpayer dollars. This is a sweeping bill that is clearly designed to attack the family, our faith, and our freedoms. It's already passed the House. The Senate has it now. These monstrous people want to provoke a civil war in order to justify using the government to start a wholesale purge against Christians in government or public life so that AOC can have us rounded up and gathered in her concentration camps where we will be deprogrammed. AOC, that's the way she's talking, and some of the others too. Foreign influence succeeded to gain this influence through their domestic agents whom they have helped to gain political power over the United States. Friend, we have no obligation to recognize the legitimacy of laws that go contrary to the Constitution. It does not matter if the Congress passes such a law, or that even if a real president, much less a pretender, signs them into law. It does not matter if the courts come behind it and defend any kind of unconstitutional law. At the end of the day, the Constitution is the law. Praise God, Trump never conceded, and may the patriots never consent. What can we expect? Well, I don't have time to go into the next two that I had thought to speak about. That is, to expect the deep state to start a war and to examine what's going on in Syria. I'll do that tonight in the Comfort and Counsel for the President Distress visit. And expect the deep state to posture tough on China but bow deeply to Xi behind the bamboo. That is, unless and until the central bankers are done with China. But let me speak to what we can expect from the GOP, the Grand old party. The GOP establishment can be expected to passively facilitate the agenda of the left. There are exceptional individuals within it, but as a whole, we can expect the GOP to equivocate crawfish, do their little compromise dance with the devil, and sell us out. They are already throwing up the white flag of surrender. The National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott has positioned himself right in the dead center of the road on the controversy surrounding Trump. Lindsey Graham has unity in any price disease, criticizing Trump for bashing McConnell. You gotta be kidding me. Why isn't he criticizing McConnell? McConnell's a traitor to the cause, man. The GOP had better clean its own house of establishment swamp creatures if it is going to have any place in American politics once that swamp is drained. What can we do about this? Well, let's talk about that when I get back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt. We can't let that go on.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling "The Enemy is on the March," an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. So, the National Republican Senate Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott says, quote, "The Republican Civil War is over," end quote. Now, what does that mean? He likely means the internal conflict within the GOP over Trump is he has declared it over. Leave it to a spineless Republican to declare a war over without declaring a winner. Here is Rick Scott's memo to the Republican voters. Always trying to raise money from us and using Trump to do it. His balmy little weakling hands waving the white flag just as hard as he can with all his little heart. Quote, "The Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. In other words, they control Washington. Looking backward won't help us win. Let us look forward and fix our eyes on what is important. An America with plenty of good-paying jobs. An America with great schools and safe communities. An America with freedoms and liberties people around the world would die for. The only way we can lose is if we stop ourselves by needlessly fracturing. Again, now is not the time. Save it for another day." End quote. What is it about these sorts of weasel Republicans that makes them worthless in any fight? The Democrats know how to fight. Unfortunately, they fight unfairly, but they fight. The Democrats stole control of Washington. They don't hold it legitimately. They hold the Senate, the White House, illegally. Listen, they're holding America hostage behind their steel fence with razor ribbon and National Guard. And your answer is, oh, well, they control it, so let's look forward. Look forward to what? You're going to safeguard the election? Really? Exactly how are you going to do that? How about we pass some laws? That's the Congress answer to everything. That's why they try to get rid of our guns. Passing law. Oh, yeah. That fixes everything. They broke virtually every law on the books when stealing the 2020 election. Why do you think another law is going to help you? What are your laws going to do?
Well, you know, they had COVID then.
Okay, so they just come up with something else next time. Think. There's only one answer to this. Justice. Their crimes must be exposed, and then judgment must be swift against the criminals who perpetrated this crime, these crimes, and then, and only then, can we have confidence in our elections going forward. Well, Mr. Scott, let me tell you what I'm looking forward to. How about we look forward to arresting these criminals and these traitors? Jim Jordan is right, bless his heart. Election fraud is treason. How about we look forward to bringing these traitors to justice? How about we look forward to exposing the jackals? You know, an animal that preys on others in distress, who use misfortune to feed themselves, who feed on the weak and helpless, the jackals. How about we hunt down and bring to justice these wicked jackals, and then take up the sword of civil justice and execute wrath upon these evildoers? That's what Romans 13 tells us we're supposed to do. How about we look forward to that? Now, friend, I don't want the Republican version of "don't look here, look the other way, no jackal here." Look, I refuse to join you in throwing up the white flag and surrendering to the steel. Okay. You see, this is the reason the Republicans always lose. These guys are losers. I mean, they lose even when they win. This is the reason we must no longer support them. We must bury the GOP. It's dead. It's a rotting corpse. Any party that would concede to a stolen election and a fraudulent presidency is worthless to protect anything like liberty others would die for. What? Why would you expect others to die for a liberty you have forfeit by default? They stole the election, jackal. And you're part of the phalanx guarding the thief behind his steel and razor ribbon fences. Here's the reason the Republicans always lose. This is the reason we must no longer support them. Put the tombstone over it. It's a dead and rotting corpse. Any party that would concede to a stolen election and a fraudulent presidency is not worth supporting. The zookeepers want to make sure their caged animals eat and have a nice cage to live in, so they can be sheared from time to time and fed upon. Who cares about good-paying jobs if we're kept in cages to be fed upon by jackals and to have our hard-earned money raped from us by these thieves who take it and give it away to others who didn't work for it or give it to other countries? Who cares about safe schools when what you give us is forced indoctrination to live as animals caged for jackals? And how are you going to stop the mighty Democrats that you have conceded control of Washington to? Will you compromise with them? Will you say, let's give up a little freedom of speech for a little good-paying job? Will you trade freedom of religion for safe communities? Lousy jackals all. Let me tell you something. You recognize the right of Americans to be free, and I'll guarantee you, my friend, they'll take care of creating good-paying jobs and safe communities. You watch. Trump showed you that while he was in president in the Oval Office. You get out of the way of our liberties, and I'll tell you what, we'll have good schools for our children, where they will learn the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem and learn to stand in respect for the bloodshed to secure our liberties. And we will teach them to love God and country and respect the property of others and to not hide our failures behind the excuse that it's somebody else's fault. Or, you know what? You get out of our faces with your constant drumbeat pushing racism, and I'll guarantee you we'll get along. Because we learned the lesson of Martin Luther King. A lesson that you have betrayed. We do not judge a man based on the color of his skin, but on the content of his character. It's freedom. Freedom answers all things for the God-fearing patriot in a way similar to how money answers all things for the corrupt politicians. It's about money for them. It's about freedom for us. It's about freedom, stupid. Remember, it's about the economy, and it's the truth that makes you free, not a bunch of satanic lies about 51 genders. How ridiculous. About skin color, determining character, or about global warming, or about panic over a disease that has proved to be no more threatening than the flu. Truth. Truth will free you from the masked Nazis, the lockdown ruse, the Equality Act. Or it is nothing but an act, a boring one at that. It's boring. It's the same old thing you guys have been trying to push on us time and time and time. You never give up. You played out your hand. You have no cards left. It's over. It's game over. Patriots, be patient. I hear the horses of heaven pawing in the clouds. Hear their nicker deep and guttural, the nostrils flare with a snort and a squeal, and their head shaking with their whinny as they rear up on two and paw the air, where the prince of its power flinches and trembles. Patriots, don't think for a moment you're alone. There are many who see and are awake, and who will not stand down for or bow down to these usurpers, these thieves, these devils. And patriots, we will prevail with justice. And law and order will be on our side. If you, by the way, still do Facebook, join me for Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. It's a little live stream visit I do in the evenings. And that is if you still do Facebook. By the way, you know Trump is making an appeal to return to Facebook. Well, why would that be? Well, I think he sees that it's a good platform and he wants to give it a chance before he moves on to create one of his own that will be a viable competitor with it. Anyway, we need a new party. I'm okay with reviving the GOP, but I don't see that happening. Did you notice that Trump has changed his logo? It was Make America Great Again, and now it's Save America. And I believe he has a viable plan to do exactly that. I'm hoping this will be God's standard or banner that he promised he would raise against the enemy when it comes in like a flood. But my friend, it's about freedom. I have lit the lamps of Church Belfry Arch. You call and let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com.